Magical Twittery.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the Reverend John Chandler.
My friends, friends and friends, now will you all open your bank books and sing with me? Bank statement number 349. Yeah, it is written in red, friends. Thou shalt not overdraw. My friend, here is a new word, of hope, and the word is
fun.
Yes, fun. This word fun was invented by Mr. Tom Danglers of Fox.
Guys, for many years now, I have felt the need of a new word in our language. For days and nights I lay awake thinking. Then, suddenly, in a blinding flash of inspiration, I sing this word, Tom. So up I got and wrote it down. He did look good even in the dark. The light of morning, it was still there, and I knew the word Tom was here to stay. Oh, I am very well pleased with it. Thank you. And Tom.
Thank you, sister. And now, my dear friends, Mr. Mueller of the Corn Hunt will now lead you all in saying fun.
After me now, friends. Fun. Oh, oh, oh. Fun. Fun. Oh, we're having fun tonight, folks. And now, over to Tom Motorcar Sellers.
I'm finished with cars, you know, they're silly things. I'm down to one motorcar a week, folks, and no one's have it for me. Get along. Come back!
It's true, folks. But wait, what is this approaching?
It's the unexpired portion of a human body on an African safari called Martin Clark.
Bajula! Mida alu! Bajula nips! Gajuo! Beda yam bimber nagatuiga.
That's it. Carter, tell him I don't understand what he's saying.
All right. Gaato latu malo muta kia.
Yardi? Meow! Miga chan lala! Magutabari!
He says he doesn't understand what he's saying either.
He's being up a jazz.
Wait a moment. Wait one moment. Leave that guy, sir. Just as I thought. There are three men called Harry Seacomb.
Not as popular as he used to be, folks.
What? That's popular, he says, I tell you, according to my Tim rating, I'm still top of the three.
Timber! Meanwhile.
Your Dr. Livingstone, I presume.
Yes, that's it. I'm Dr. Livingstone, I presume. Spelled.
L-I-B-R-N-D. L-I-B-O-N-E.
Stop.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present the labor exchange of the air. If you look in your radio times, you'll see, with the aid of a powerful magnifying glass, the name Goon Show. Let it be so.
Part one, a decontrolled coal sack in the Hebrides. Pretty new.
Happy new mech year, Moriarty.
You said that last year.
This is an encore, you hear me? Think we're 200 weight of anthracite. What a perfect disguise for us, Moriarty.
200 weight, yes, but you only let me be 4 ounces.
Well, I thought of the idea. I deserve the lion's share.
I didn't know lions shared anthracite with us.
How do you think they keep warm all the winter? Hark, Moriarty, a merry hogmanay singer. Open laughiness. Here, lad. Right in the haggis. Moriarty, I can hear a twit in part two. Who is two parts twit?
This land you knew will still be here. When you come home again, well, pretty welcome to the hillside. Pretty welcome in.
Land of my forefathers and Moby Dick. Three mothers! Three mothers, two mighty ankles, and a power three in a pear tree.
For time!
Ah, Wales, land of song, land of certain things. A good job we got out of England before they sorted it.
I recognize those reeking lethal brandy fumes. It's Ned of Wales. As your personal advisor, I must advise you to see me at once, whichever you prefer.
What? I don't quite understand.
You've no time to waste. Meet me outside Buckingham Palace.
Where's that?
Follow that sickening trail of UBEs. It'll take you straight there. But first, a certain nose.
It's me, folks.
Yes.
Played at Trunks of Highgate Arrangement, Wally of Kensington.
Bloody!
Thank you.
Mr. Max Gildray. I didn't think he looked well when he started. Now, Waller Weybridge announces part two. Finn decides to visit Ned of Wales. Wales!
Take it!
Well, too, sir.
Are you the Prime Minister of England?
No, sir. My turn next week.
Oh. Now, driver, run me to Wales.
Hold my hand, sir.
There must be a shorter way.
There is, but it doesn't take so long.
What?
Oh, hi, man. Welcome to Wales.
You're welcome to it, too. What a foul blow, Ned.
According to the records, we have discovered that you were not born in Wales.
Don't take it so bad.
But I am Welsh, I tell you. I am Welsh. I was born at the moment, I tell you. I've been calling my socks. I can pronounce the name of that Welsh railway station. Cardiff! There! That's a catchy tune. Play it again. Yes, and I'll be whistling it tomorrow. It's tomorrow. I must find out the true truth of my birth. Now, if I'm not Welsh, then what is my nationality?
Your nationality, Ned? Well, you were born astride the Chinese-British-India border.
This is terrible.
I didn't write it.
Which half of me is Chinese?
It's your legs, Ned. They were hanging over the border when you were born.
My dear legs. Chinese? I don't believe it.
I'll give you my advice, Ned. But first, sing this blank check.
£10.
A little higher, Ned.
£15.10.
A little higher to give it Tom.
£20.
And now, Ned, as high as you can sing. Splendid. Now, Ned, my advice to you is to get a passport for those Chinese legs. You're fine, they'll be interned. Until then, Ned, dear, you must walk on your hands or you will be guilty of legs.
Right.
Let's get these boots on your hands, Ned.
How's that?
It suits you, Ned. Now, wait here, Ned.
Part two. In an attempt to solve the mystery of his leg's nationality, Neddy Seagun goes to the Registrar of Military Leg Certificates on the British India frontier.
I'm cured. I'm cured. Not a sound. Oh, I can go to parties again.
Pardon me, Major.
What is it, Gladys?
Tiny dresser. There's a dinner tonight, mate. And Lord and Lady Hamilton are coming. What shall I lay out?
You lay out Lord Hamilton and leave her to me, will you? Oh, the full treatment.
Help! Help!
The police.
Major, there are other people.
Not in my life, no. Oh, come in, sound effect man. Oh, you too.
Me too? But only one of me.
And the world is grateful. What is your name? What's your name?
Got it on a bit of... Oh, Eccles.
What name?
I forget now. I got a bad memory. I got a letter for you in my boot.
Ah, a footnote. Wait.
Wait.
Wait. What have you got in that crate on your head?
You noticed it, then. I got 50 statues of Jane Mansfield inside.
What?
Oh.
Oh, I mean, oh. But whatever for?
Well, you never know. One day some smart aleck might hate on me. I suppose you got 50 statues of Jane Mansfield in that crate. And I'll say, yes, I have. And he's going to look pretty stupid.
Gladys, out with your arrangement. I'm quilling with a tune of Mel.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. I don't know what's coming next.
Oh, yeah. I'm blue every Sunday, thinking over Monday. That's the time that I'm with you. I cry all day Tuesday, I sigh all day Wednesday. My, oh my, how I long for you. Then comes Thursday, gee, it's long and never goes by. Friday makes me think that I want to die. Payday, that's my fun day. I'm happy all day Monday. That's the time when I'm with you. Oh, I'm blue like every Monday, thinking, baby, over Sunday. That's the day, that's the day, that's the day you came my way. I cry, cry all day Tuesday, sigh, sigh all day Wednesday. My, oh, my, how long for you? Then comes Thursday. Gee, it's long, never goes by. Friday makes me think that I want to die. No lie, payday. That's my fun day. I'm happy all day Monday. That's the time when I'm with you. That's my fun day. I'm happy all day Monday. That's the time when I'm with you. Oh, Sunday, Monday, Sunday. That's the time when I'm with you. Up and up, kind of high.
That was Mrs. Gladys Ellington, the famous Irish tenor.
Now come to part three. In which we find the orchestra missing. King.
handled in my hands for 3 years. And no signs of which I've seen in the promised passport. So I decided to visit the register of births in India to find out my true position.
Upside down.
Major, I've just arrived by first-class brown paper parcel.
Save the string, lad. I have a grandma who's never seen a piece. That old stringless grandma of mine.
Have you a record of my birth?
Yes.
Beautiful, sit down.
Not standing on your hands, babe. The other way around.
Oh, sorry.
Now, hand up, ye. Hand up, ye. Why, that's those tiny legs for standing on British ground.
It's a British leg, please.
I tell you, what's this? I can't walk around with this cage around my leg.
Oh, it's Chinese legs are prisoners of England. Your top horse can go free, Jim. Coffee. Coffee.
Meantime, in China.
Thank you, friend. I have bad news. We have discovered that there are one pair of Chinese legs in prison out there in British India. We must capture them and bring them back to Mauritania. Land of three legs.
Just a minute. My friend and I can get those legs back for a certain payment.
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
That night, under a Chinese noon and an Indian sun and a Catford Street lamp, a raiding party under Moriarty crept up on Ned's sleeping legs.
Not Doc! No, I'm not. What? Oh. What is it, darling?
There's a hand on the end of my leg.
It's strange. I've got feet on the end of mine.
Stand up, nutter. Stop those Chinese legs.
What? I tell you, girl. Stop unstringing my legs at once.
God, Mob, Nettie. This finger is loaded with bones.
Mother.
Never mind, lad. Here, get this pair of skates under you. Now, off you go.
I demand leg justice. I demand leg justice.
The loss of his legs was brought to the notice of the United Nations.
Gentlemen. That's got that nail in. Member. The subject is a question.
He's covered the back, too.
Of a second leg. May I? What?
May I? Oh. He's dead, Henry.
What, again? Who is he?
I don't know. Oh, wait, there's a... the label on his foot.
What does it say, Min?
This is a foot.
Never mind his jingle. What about my leg?
As an American representative and major shareholder, and you know, I decide and suggest we send a Marine task force, the American Sixth Fleet, John Brown's body, the Fifth Amendment, Marilyn Monroe, new widescreen version of Fred Hare in Spintelican color, and restore the status quo of this man's leg for democracy. Let us save the Chinese and show the tender shred of true love that lives in Wall Street and Time magazine. All those things in America that we all hold precious. And that precious American quality called money.
Now, part four. The Great World War III for Neddy's Legs.
This is London calling in the Barbary Sea. Undersea service report from the front. Today, American Marines occupied the heights of Neddy Seagoon's knees and are attacking down his shins towards the hairy ankle area. It is expected that by dawn his feet will be occupied by foot soldiers. I myself will be in bed. Football. Greek Wanderers 3, Bolton 676. There was an accident at the corner of Burke Street when a bicycle knocked over a red lantern. Anybody seeing the accident, keep quiet, as the driver was a policeman.
Well, Ned, mate, it looks like your legs will soon be your own again, mate. Them lovely little leggies.
The Chinese are shelling my knees. Here comes the midget waving a dirty white flag. I wonder what he wants.
You got any step powder, mister?
No, I haven't.
I am Lee Song Blue, mysterious junior laundry man to the Chinese army. Hello, everybody. Well, I didn't see you there.
A Finchley Boy Scout doing laundry for the Chinese?
Do not be fooled, Ned of Wales. Terry Cub of Blue Butter is really in the pad above Finchley, and he's working to save your legs from the Chinese right there.
Hand up, Peter! Ah, I'm Finchley at the
head. A Chinese in long mandolin underwear.
Listen, let me away. It's too little clock of bride, Zion. We make your knees a cobbler in the Chinese army.
No. Don't let him dazzle you with promises of knee power, Ned. I'll make them English sergeants.
We'll make them Chinese captains.
English major.
Chinese general.
Any advance on Chinese general? Any, huh?
British dustman with OBE attachment.
British dustman, green one, doing fun?
I object, mate.
Who are you?
I'm the dustman who's been going twice. I don't want to go anymore, mate, I tell you.
Blood! Called by Billy Jackson.
Hello.
Stand by for the funny payoff.
Hello. No. No. Not that. The table. The table.
The table.
And that, folks, is how we turn the tables of the Chinese. And that's all, folks of the world, from Native Wales.